Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Kuminga. We need Thundercats.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hope everybody's hanging in there today on a Monday. We're getting close to the holiday season, Goo.
You done all your shopping or have you started?
No. In fact, I got one of those. I'm waiting on some gifts. And I'm starting to get worried that somebody took them off the porch.
This should bother you.
I had two. This is hashtag random, but I got to share with you. As I get older, I get up early. You know, throw on Netflix, Paramount. I got everything. And both kids were home, two of the three. Mm. And I slept to like not, just that feeling, it's cold out. You had the kids in their room. It was like, it was a good feeling, you know?
What, yesterday?
Saturday morning.
It's fun getting up when your kids are at home and
it's kind of like
they're there.
Evan's gonna feel that feeling one day, but it felt good, man. Now I'm here with you.
Grass isn't always greener.
Who originated that?
I'm not sure. Probably Aesop. Might have been one of Aesop's fables. Might not be though. Just a guess.
A little overrated.
Yeah. I'm waiting on his new album.
Aesop, yeah.
Oh, not ASAP Rocky.
No. That green's a little different.
No, this guy can write. This guy can write. The fable guy can write.
All right, real quick, Steiny, you got Harry and Squirt is back. I got to read this to you. Don't get mad. Steiny, it's ludicrous to think the fan base is to blame for this roster.
Right on.
Lacob, Dunleavy, and Kerr didn't ask the fans if we wanted Butler or to re-sign Green.
We did polls.
I would have passed on both.
We did polls.
Boy, they got two rats on the table.
97%. Anything for Steph.
Man. Foul him! Boy.
You know, here's where I would... Do I think it's personal with Kuminga? No.
Is
I
it
don't.
How many more games before...
You know, I was just thinking about this. Pajemski and Kuminga are the same player. They're both flawed. Problem is...
One's more endured than the other.
Problem is, let's one guy plays a position with two Hall of Famers who we have made the ultimate commitment to. Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. They have received the ultimate commitment.
Yeah, but
they
will personal. Play. It is personal.
I don't think it is.
Then explain him out of the rotation.
Because he
when
stinks.
When you're small.
Because he's stuck. He plays small. Kuminga wants to play out in the perimeter. I know, he's rebounding this year. I'm just like, it's a function of the roster construction.
Right, but Evan, if I were to ask you, do you think, just yes or no, the right now, the temperature check on Kuminga's situation feels a bit personal, how would you respond to me saying that?
I mean, I don't think it's personal, but I will say that it's,
I don't know.
It becomes worse of a look more you lose having something on your bench that might be able to help.
Mm. And last week, I didn't think it was personal.
I don't think it's personal. I don't think he likes him as a player.
Mm. Well, yeah,
and that to me is not personal.
I don't think you're right.
I don't think
there.
He dislikes him as a person. I don't dislike Kuminga as a person. But I don't think Steve likes him as a player. That's not a hot take. Let's go to Mick in San Jose. Let's talk about the front office. We got to tread lightly on the front office, though, because it includes Lacob. Hey, Mick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Nick.
Oh, hey, Nick. What's up?
Mickey.
Hey, I just think that, so sometimes we get caught up. I mean, if you look back at all the lottery picks, we've had Steph Curry this entire time. I mean, for this generation, the guys like having Jordan. And, you know, we spent years talking about how good is he and is he in the top 10? Is he in the top? He's still doing it.
Yes.
So just to use your line, Steiny, it's like, don't you get it? We should have been surrounding him this whole time. And when we got him a Kevin Durant, when we got him these guys, it's like we're winning. And for the young guys, it's like a little perspective is needed at times, I think. I mean, these guys are young. They don't want to be the fifth, sixth, you know, seventh guys on a team. They're trying to make a name for themselves. How do you get up for a game if you're a Pajemski or a Kuminga and go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to play defense and go sit in the corner while the three old guys, it's like, that's probably old to them at this point. And so I don't think it's on Kerr. I just think it's a product of the front office trying to, you know, with those lottery picks, they were trying to extend it or big brain it to the point where, you know, create a two timeline thing when it's like the whole time they should have been just trying to surround Steph and, you know, do it that way. You look at some of the older teams like the Patriots with Brady and, you know, there's other examples, but I just think it's really blowing up in their face now in terms of the roster. And it's not on Kerr. What's the guy supposed to do? You know, so that's all I got. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff, Nick.
By the way, what don't you get on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney sex line? It's not personal if he doesn't like Jonathan Kuminga as a player. That's not personal. It's whether he doesn't like Kuminga as a person. But I don't think he's not playing Kuminga because he doesn't like him as a person. I just don't think he likes him as a player.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with me? This is new. But I'm getting the Clipper vibes when I watch the Warriors with every when they're whole. And Trey coming back yesterday, Steiny, with the pace. It's just... And the Clippers, what, started the year as the oldest starting five, and the Warriors were the oldest team in the league. But it's looking that way in regard to our style. And I just – that's not a good thing, man. And go ahead. Steph's just incredible that, right now.
See, that to me is way more of an issue than Steve Kerr. And it's your three older guys aren't consistent enough anymore. And your younger guys – have not developed consistency. So I guess you could blame Kerr for part of the reason why the younger guys haven't gotten consistency. But when you've made a decision that you're going to live and die with Butler and Draymond, I mean, the fan base, if they want to get off Butler and Draymond, then you'll get to play the young guys. But they're not ready to give up on that yet. It doesn't feel like.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Tim, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Donnie, you doing the show today. Like, if you say something about Kerr, Google, and Evan going to take your parking pass or something, like, you ain't going to be able to get in the building. Like, what? Listen, the JK thing, I mean, I don't think no value up, value down. Anybody that wants them, there's enough film out there on them. They're going to want them for what they to do with them, not necessarily what he's done with the Warriors. I've talked about that before, but, you know, it is what it is. As far as the roster and people not wanting to put Kerr's name on that, you guys both have the information and probably the contact on exactly what's going on. Y'all probably already know. Y'all just don't want to say nothing. But y'all both got Myers' contact information. And we've talked about this before. Bob Myers had a vision on his team of which way he planned on going. He said it in that press conference 2 months before he left. Don't matter what kind of players I give the coach, if he's not going to play them, doesn't make any sense. We keep glossing over that like it didn't mean anything, but it did. And now we got 9 players on a team who are 6'4" or under. Like, that's unheard of, and we want to act like that's not on Kerr. Come on, man. Why don't we stop playing these games? Just like last week, Pat Spencer was the new coming of what? Everything. And what now? Last night? 6 minutes. So when you say it's not on Kerr, Kerr doesn't have to come out and proclaim the next new thing every single time somebody has a good game, like he did with Spencer, and like he did with Richard, and like he did with Kuminga after the first couple of weeks of the season. only to look like a hypocrite just literally a week later. That's on Kerr for doing stuff like that. He doesn't, you know, so yes, he's got to limit the rotation, but Sonny, you play basketball. What in the hell kind of rhythm you going to be in when you play 6 minutes this week, 30 the next week, DNP the next week? I mean, come on, man. It doesn't happen. The biggest mistake is designate your top nine players or top 10 going into the season and live and die with those players, period, point blank. You don't take a 23-year-old and get $23 million and then go to DNP. Is it personal? Right. Maybe not personal, but
right, let me
a little ego-centric.
Okay, let me throw this at you. So we have Kuminga, Moody, and Pods, and they're playing the first 18 games of the year. They're just playing, and we're around 500. Then three guys behind them start playing better than them. So Kerr starts saying, well, now that's one game, two games. Like, the reason Kuminga, Moody, and Pods like are getting less minutes now is because they've been outplayed by the guys in back of them. So what do you do? Are Spencer, Santos, and I don't know, pick a third guy better than Kuminga, Moody, Pods? Do you let Moody, Pods, and Kuminga play when they're not playing well? Have they earned that? I just think they have too many guys who are about the same. And one night to another, some guys play well and other guys, and he's trying to figure out who to play. And the other thing is, like, I think he did come out of the regular early in the season with an idea. Like, he was starting Kuminga, Moody was playing, Pods was playing those guys. And then they started getting outplayed by the guys in back of them. So I don't know what you do there. Do you just go with Spencer and the boys instead of those other guys? I don't know, Goo.
My thing is, to your point about Pods, you talked about basically what I was saying, a commitment. We can all say Pods has had a bigger commitment, and you've been on this one in regard to his position allows him to play with more airs than Kuminga. But I guess, Donnie, you're growing on me, or maybe not, because I'm going the other way of that's neither here nor there. If you want the second batch – and you deem them playing better than the first, the third batch playing better than the second batch, it's still not good enough with the original three to be something that you're not, you know what I mean? No more than average.
So exactly. That's personnel. That's a personnel issue. They're average.
And do, like, you think Kerr,
Kuminga, yeah, Moody, Pajemski, Spencer, Will Richard, Gary Payton II. Who else am I forgetting? They're the same. DJ, like, there's nobody's emerged. And I don't know what you're supposed to do when, you know, guys, Pods is good one night and then bad the next night and then bad and then okay. All right. And then Kuminga's good and bad and okay. And Richard is, you don't notice him and then he's okay. Like, there's nobody that you can count on.
Well, he
with
wears
consistent play day in and day out.
Yeah, number 30.
Outside of 30.
Yeah.
And that's why, to me, the conversation starts with Butler and Draymond. It has to.
Or do we go up, do we get on the elevator and go upstairs to Tim's point about the lack of size on this team? And well, do you think Kerr had anything to do with that? And it's okay, it's no harm or foul. But the bottom line is Joe Lacob's told us, even on these airwaves in the studios, Donnie, when he joined the morning show, that they do it, these were his words, as a collective. And Bob Myers did say, I'll never forget that, Tim brought that up, hey, I can draft all the height in the world, but if the coach don't want to play the guy, like, that stuck out to me. It doesn't get much run, but it gives you some insight as to, this is a small team, and that's bigger than Kuminga, that's bigger than Pods. And my thing is, why is it this small, and who? But they all got it wrong then.
Well, the other thing is, like, Kerr is playing Quentin Post, the tallest guy on the team.
Right.
He's trying to squeeze minutes in for Trayce Jackson-Davis, you know, one of the bigger guys on the team. Like, he
had a block.
So, like, the idea of, I mean, he's playing a second-round pick in Quentin Post. in his second year.
Well, he was starting a rookie. I know this ain't got nothing to do with the size.
So I think it's he will play a big man if he has to and if he likes him.
But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's playing post.
Yeah, and I like post, but I guess when I say big man, Stoney, I'm talking about a better big man.
Okay, and so are people like actually
Horford's
saying
not the better,
if they brought in a better post, Kerr wouldn't play him?
No, if they would have brought
right.
in a better
he
Horford,
would.
He could be, and I'm not saying he's not teaching him the reins, but you know what I mean? Somebody that could contribute every night and had no stipulations.
Okay. And then here's where we
it's
need
like the Kuminga DMP.
How are they going to acquire?
Can't afford
how
that.
Could they acquire a better big man than Al Horford?
Valanciunas could have been. Like
but
I
given
said,
the constraints of their money, they have no money. Like that's the other thing. We gloss over it. It's like they're paying two guys $110 million. They don't have a lot of flexibility.
Well, then which one? Then
that's why they. Yeah. That's quite frankly probably why they re-signed Kuminga is at least we got a piece we can move at some point.
So now we're screwed that way. And with the lack of size, so I guess if I'm believing you and hearing you, Stoney, what is there to do?
Nothing for a month. There's nothing to do for a month. You got to win as many games as you can in the next month.
Could you trade Al Horford in a month if you wanted to?
Okay, yes.
I'm asking
sure.
you. Sure. Okay. Just a question.
And then what? Who do you get for him? Nobody.
Again.
Nobody's giving you anything
okay,
for Al
but
Horford.
What's he giving you?
Nothing.
That's all I'm...
Yeah, so
you're in the same boat.
He's like a no factor. Like nobody wants Al Horford.
And that's why I'm just questioning what did the Warriors see? And that could give us some insight as to why everything seems to be coming up lame. Like, what did you think we were getting from Horford? And I love Tito.
Well, okay.
But
they
we should have known. We're the last older team that needs to take that flyer. Okay. And we bit.
You've been biting a lot. Mm. You bit on Jimmy Butler, who's old. You bid on Al Horford. Buddy Hield, I think, is starting to show some age. He's been an Iron Man his whole career, but he's, what, 33, 34? Let's go to Alex in Atlanta. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Steiny, I do want to agree with your point that I think the primary issue for the Warriors right now is from a roster construction perspective. But I'd like you to humor me for a moment on why I do put some of the blame there on Steve Kerr. Mm. The reason being is that if you're one of the highest paid coaches in your sport, and we know that Kerr has been that way for the last 8 or so years, he's now the highest paid coach in the NBA, you get a lot more cachet, carte blanche influence when it comes to roster building decisions, whether it's which free agents you want to go out and get, which players you potentially want to get in the draft, who you'd like to see your front office pursue in a trade. You get a lot more sway there. And I think that ever since Mike Dunleavy took over as GM from Bob Myers, we've seen Kerr exert more and more of that sway. I start with the acquisition of Chris Paul. You got rid of Jordan Poole, who I believe you could have gotten Kyle Kuzma in return for Jordan Poole, but they chose to get Chris Paul instead, in part because that was a guard that Steve Kerr felt could come in and run his system, specifically with the second unit, had a lot of NBA experience, and had been a high IQ player for the majority of his career. You look at the addition of Jimmy Butler. I know he's not a guard, but that's a veteran player, a lot of experience, who Kerr believes could be the conductor of the offense when he's on the floor and take some of that workload off of Draymond Green. And that's why you got him. I think the reason you got Horford wasn't necessarily because you wanted to get a legitimate center. I think it's because you wanted to get additional shooting.
Yeah,
that's why I think Post is starting right now, is because you're getting from Quinton Post what you would hope to get from Al Horford, which is more shooting that just happens to be attached to a 7 foot tall body. I think that nothing really is going to change from a roster construction standpoint until a change comes at the head coach position. Who do you replace her with? I don't know.
We can agree with that. I'm with you there.
Say, as far as why are people getting enamored with, let's say, either Will Richard or Pat Spencer, I think a lot of the fan base, myself included, has been looking for a young player who's younger than 30 to get excited for. Something in the future to get excited for, where you can say 3-4 years down the line when Steph and Draymond are gone, hey, this is a guy that we can be hopeful about when, you know, the pillars of the franchise do retire. At least we have some hope to look forward to. We had that hope in Jordan Poole, and that situation ended poorly. But I think that's why the fan base wants to see a lot of these young guys get more run. Now, do I necessarily agree with that? No.
But let me ask you this. Finish up, my bad. No, you go.
I was going to say, the last thing I will say, and this is for you, Goo. I've been guilty of this before myself, is in regards to asking more of a player like Jimmy Butler on a night-in, night-out basis, or more of Draymond Green. I think sometimes we get hung up on the name that is on the back of the jersey and lose focus of the player wearing that jersey. Draymond Green is not going to be the Draymond Green of 2022 in the year 2025. Jimmy Butler, even if you look at last year and how well he was playing and how well he impacted this team from an offensive perspective, he's on the wrong side of his 30s. I don't think it's reasonable to ask for him to repeat that type of stuff this year, considering he's another year older, and considering the pieces around him. And Curry is the anomaly in that situation. Curry is still playing at an all-star level despite being, 37, 38 years old. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people get hung up on the names and lose focus of how old those names are and where they're at in their careers.
Thank you, Alex. Good stuff. Yes, I agree.
Well, he also forgot to mention that Kuminga was one of the guys that the fans we've been waiting on, that he would be part of the next iteration, somebody to get, you know, fired up about.
You know, I was thinking about this. It's not for nothing, and it is about Kuminga. But I love Kuminga. So what Kuminga's contract is 2 for $45, something like that? 2 for $48? So he's making like 22.5 or 23 and then 25 next year?
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm about to make a prediction. So that the annual salary is about 24, 25. I don't think he's ever going to make more than that again in his career. I think this is going to be the highest. This is going to be the most lucrative per year contract.
So that would mean
his career,
and it doesn't make you a bad guy at all. You're just saying you don't think he's going to figure it out anywhere, not even in the Golden State. And I hope you're wrong, because I'll always be rooting for him if he ends up getting up out of here. And it looks like that's going to be the case. But damn, Stoney, that's like stock right now. You're not buying it. You don't think it's going anywhere.
I'm looking at the situation, yeah. And he's making what he's making this year, and he's got a team option. So he's going to have to get traded to a team, and in 1 year,
man,
show that team that the Warriors really screwed up,
right,
and that they've given up on a 30 to 35 to $40 million player. I got to see Kuminga turn into that.
Right.
888-957-9570 is the number, and can't talk to me. Okay. Guru, that segment was brought to you by the Inn at the Tides at Bodega Bay. Guru, I want you to do this. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire, and you're enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. And Guru, this time of year is magical at Inn at the Tides. And starting December 1st, which of course was a week or two ago, they have special midweek rates, and they start at just $199 per night, so you can book your escape now, inatthetides.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.